Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
All right, now here is a useless bit of information about March 22nd, Cabby. Ready for this? It was on this date in 1978 that Carl Wallenda fell off a tightrope walking between two hotels in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And you know, the reason I remember that, two reasons. It was a Wednesday. Bill Lee, our friend, the spaceman, former Red Sox and Expos pitcher, he was in the hotel down there doing a spring training thing against the Pirates. He was with the Sox at the time. And he was in the hotel. He was at a party all night. He woke up and he saw all these ambulances in a spot on the ground. He's like, okay. But it was also the day before my last sister, the fourth of my four sisters, Boof, was born. So I got a story about that. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 7 minutes past the hour, a little canned heat action. Blind Owl Wilson from August of 69, the late Blind Owl Wilson. Lots going on. Of course, we're going to talk about the NCAA tourney. Iowa, you are no longer represented. Iowa State gone. Iowa gone. Northern Iowa gone. Drake, you're not in there.
Carolina's well represented.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Unbelievable.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little NBA. Russell Westbrook at it again with his triple doubles. And Jeremy Lin actually led the Lakers in points on Sunday night. Swear to God.
I heard UCLA won too, so yeah. Miracles can happen.
Steve Alford. I can't stand him. By the way, Steve Nash, arguably the greatest NBA player ever to come out of South Africa, which is where he's from originally. He has officially announced his retirement.
I saw him play Santa Clara and Cal, Jason Kidd versus him, and my buddy just goes, why are we here for this game? I said, those two guys right there.
Steve Nash was like, he's like the equivalent of Jeff Garcia. He's just like this overachiever.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jeff Garcia, too. And by the way, Jeff Garcia's wife, hot as nails.
You have to be good if you can get to four NFL teams and start.
If you play for one NFL team, you're good.
No, I mean, of course, but I'm just saying, you get four different teams to say, hey, it's like the Doug Flutie factor. Yeah.
By the way, we got a call from a guy from British Columbia named Luke. I told him to call back. Hope he calls. I love the people from BC.
Sports, I thought you were banned in Canada.
No, I used to live in Canada.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not banned.
They don't want you back.
No. I enjoyed my stay in Canada.
Don't come back.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 1-800-878-7529.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Imagine a man who takes money out of a child's piggy bank and puts in IOUs.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I can't got
another member of the 27 Club, late Amy Winehouse. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my personal chauffeur, Cabby. How you doing, my friend?
Not bad. What does that mean, the 27?
A lot of famous people, especially in music, died at the age of 27. Hendrix, Joplin, Jim Morrison, Kurt Cobain.
Well, I thought he was 28.
No.
Trying
to think who else. What's his name? Tim Buckley, Jeff Buckley, both of them, father and son, both died at 27. Blind Owl Wilson was 26, so he doesn't count. You know, he was close, but he doesn't count. Just saying. Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones was 27 when he passed away.
And I never heard the 27.
He died, you know, it's funny. He died 2 years to the day before Jim Morrison died. He died on July 5th, 1969. Morrison died July 5th, 1971.
Now, that was a National Lampoon magazine. Remember that old mag? And they had really...
Yeah, Nat Lamp, it was called, yeah.
Yeah, and they had a thing where they go, CIA's greatest hits... And then, like, they're crossing out all these rock stars on this thing in the front cover.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Christian in Galveston County, Texas, sit tight for a second. If I seem a little rattled today, and you make a joke about this, I'm actually going to be upset with you. Yep. I had a little bit of an experience at 12:30 this afternoon here in San Francisco. I was coming downtown from where I live out in the Excelsior District, which is, you know, as the crow flies, 4 miles from downtown. It's like... You know, Outer Mission, it's the city, but it's one of the less touristy areas, and I love it there. And my BART stop, which is the subway stop, which is about a 10-minute walk from my flat, it's called Balboa Park. And believe me, I'm not making light of this at all. And if anybody does make light of this, really, I'm going to be upset with you. I get 12:30, I go down to catch my train into the city, which takes like, I think 10, 12 minutes to get into downtown. And there was about 20 or 30 of us on the platform. And we were all witness to a woman who jumped in front of the train. And it was, it's one of those deals where I've seen people die before, but not like that. And I'm kind of, if I seem a little out of sorts, that's why. Now, I apologize ahead of time, and that's the last thing I'm going to mention it. So if I do seem a little out of sorts, it's only because I saw someone jump in front of I saw a woman jump in front of a moving train today, about maybe 15 feet from where I was standing. And, anyway, 1-800-878-7529, that is the number. Quarter after the hour, that hour differing depending on what part of the planet you're on. Fred Wallen's going to be in. We are going to be talking a little bit, about spring training 100 years ago. Can you imagine what that must have been like?
Ooh, bus rides.
Exactly. Christian, you're in Galveston County, Texas. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, my friend.
Good evening, Jerry Burke and Cavi.
What's up?
Aside from it being a preposition.
Nothing much other than the fact that the tournament's in full swing and I filled out 5 brackets, so when teams started dropping like flies, I didn't feel too bad.
Well, if anybody says to you, aside from one, I know of one person who's still in single digits as far as, I know filled out one bracket, is still in single digits as far as games they've missed. They actually took, you know, like they took Wichita State to beat Kansas. I mean, all the way straight through. I mean, and it's Crash Gladys from the Speed Freaks, where you can actually hear here on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock Pacific right here on Sirius and XM and Sports Byline. She's actually in single – she's, you know, and she basically did, you know, because of, you know, uniform color. But anyway, so how are you doing on your picks? Because I know I'm – you know, I thought Villanova was going to be taking out Kentucky in the finals, and you saw how that went. And I hate Villanova, They were our arch nemesis when I went to Temple. But, you know, I thought they had a damn good team. And, of course, look at, you know, UVA, Cavaliers, they bought the big one as well.
You had Utah. You got those guys.
Yeah, I got Utah. I got that
one. But
you
did not cover your Kentucky. I took Cincinnati because the points were
17
ridiculous.
17 it was, right?
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Cincinnati,
to be honest, I have not checked my bracket seeing the fact that I.
Well, do you know the score? Do you know all the scores from Sunday?
I think I know the Kansas-Wichita State score.
Yeah, with the Shockers beat Rock Chalk Jayhawk pretty handily. Trying to think. The only game that I look at and you go, you know what, that one's like, wow, really? Truthfully, Michigan State, and I know Tom Izzo is all about, once he gets in, but still, man, UVA.
Michigan State versus Virginia.
Yeah, they spanked the hell out of the Cavaliers. And even though it looks like it's only 6 points, but it really wasn't all that close, to be honest with you.
It was like steady, 6-10 all day.
Yeah,
all six.
Yeah, yeah. It's never. I've seen games, you know, in a lot of sports where a team. I'm just going to use basketball for examples. I've seen games where a team was up by 22 points, But the thing is, the team that was losing by 22 was putting up an effort, and you thought, you know what, a couple of bounces here and there, they can get back in this. UVA, who was, I don't think they were ever down more than 10 in this thing. They never had a chance. Never had a chance.
I bet they didn't.
So what else is on your mind, my friend?
Okay, another thing I want to talk about, and I know I'm steering a bit off the beaten path.
Be as disaltero as you like, my friend.
Okay, but there's a story coming out of Mexico, more specifically Tijuana, Baja California.
Yeah, the wrestler who was killed. He broke his neck. He was thrown into the ropes. And I forgot the guy's name, but he was thrown into the ropes.
Aguayo Jr.
Yeah, and what happened was he broke his neck, and when he got into the hospital, he had a heart attack because of the trauma involved with getting a broken neck. Wrestling still isn't real, but it does take you do get bounced around, and there is athleticism. It's a shame that that's happened, but yeah, I heard about that.
That is true. I mean, come to think of it, do you think that when it comes down to stuff like that involved in combat sports that people need.
Well, no, this was wrestling. This was not a combat sport. This is entertainment sports. This was the Tijuana version of the WWE. Okay.
Okay, but either way, in combat sports entertainment, do you think that needs to be a little bit more protected, so to speak? Do you think that people need to be a little bit more safe wise of that?
It happens. I mean, people have died. Ray Chapman was killed in Major League Baseball.
No, but Tijuana also doesn't have the facilities.
Well, no,
or the
they
funds
no,
to do
no, they did.
Like
they had
that.
A they had some they had a doctor there like pretty quick.
No, I mean not having a doctor, but actually like upscale.
Yeah, but no, that had nothing to do with it. They got him to the hospital. He had a heart attack because of the trauma. I think it was like when John sometimes there's nothing you can do. Like John Lennon, I mean when he was shot, I've actually talked to the doctor who was in the trauma room when they brought Lennon in. Lennon could have been shot right in the middle of the trauma room with an entire surgical team standing around him. He still wouldn't have lived. Sometimes things happen, Chris.
You know about Sam Kinison?
His broken neck, and he was actually Chuck.
He stood up and ran around and panicked.
Chucky Mullins,
and that's what killed him.
Chucky Mullins from the University of Mississippi years ago. Things like that are going to happen. You can regulate it all you want, but things are going to happen, Christian.
That is true. That's very true. And another question I want to ask you, basically involving combat sports, is that with Mayweather-Pacquiao upcoming May 2nd, we already know the big deal.
That's not a combat sport. That's boxing. That's the sweet science, my friend.
Yeah, but when it comes down to after Mayweather-Pacquiao, do you think that boxing or mixed martial arts are going to be the main focal points going into the big-time summer blockbusters?
Say that again.
Do you think that with Bellator having their event, Kimbo Slice versus Ken Shamrock, with all these great boxing cards that are going to be showing on the big on the former Big Three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, that there's going to be some light at the end of the tunnel post Mayweather-Pacquiao?
Until the heavyweight division of boxing gets their act straight. As the heavyweight division goes, that's how boxing goes. With the exception of there are times when you have Leonard, Duran, Hearns, Hagler. I mean, that was an exception to the rule. But until the heavyweight division comes, find somebody, anybody, boxing's in a little bit of trouble. I still don't think, even though MMA is still one of the fastest growing things, it still has a long way to go before it surpasses, because the history of boxing. It has a lot to do with that. People kind of romanticize about boxing. You have to keep that in mind, too, Chris.
Exactly.
And plus, don't forget, baseball season's coming up. Once that gets going,
Yep. Yeah, that is true. But to be honest.
No, lie to me.
With boxing coming back to the Big Three networks, especially seeing the fact that it's been since the 80s, when they had a big boxing boom on television, I think that boxing is going to be doing pretty well for itself post Mayweather-Pacquiao. Now, mixed martial arts, with the fact that Fox does quarterly shows for the UFC, I'm not really sure because
boxing needs another seriously personal Sugar Ray Leonard and Ali. I mean, Larry Holmes. Larry Holmes was actually pretty. I mean, they need somebody with some personality. You know what I'm saying, Chris?
A mainstay.
Yeah.
So you basically.
Not necessarily a person that society can wrap their arms around with love. I mean, you have to understand, Ali, he got his idea for saying I am the greatest and being obnoxious. He got that from Gorgeous George. He wanted to piss people off so they could put asses in the seats. At one time, Ali was the most hated person in this country. People tend to forget that.
The bad guy, consummate bad guy.
Yeah,
but do y'all think that Adrian Broner or Floyd Mayweather have that same machismo Ali has?
No, not even close.
Not even that, but
personality, not even. With someone like Ali, that's a lifetime thing. You're never going to see, very rare. Hey, listen, Christian, we got to go, man, but take care of yourself, okay?
Hey, thanks for letting me on, and I'll talk to you on social media, Jerry Burke.
Speaking of which, I've been really lazy about my Twitter page. I have to get a new one because I forgot the password on the old one. I was so lazy. You can go to our Sports Overnight America page on Facebook, but you just get a hold of me. Ooh, Maxine Nightingale. One of the great album covers of all time, Blue LeMay with a tiger. Ugh. Spandex Blue LeMay. On Facebook, I'm the only Jerry spelled GerrieBurke. By all means, say hello. I'll say hi to anybody. Tuck to a tree, charm the leaves. Got an update coming up next, kids. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You know, has it ever occurred to you that instead of running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
By the way, Cabby, did I ever tell you I am actually an ordained minister in the Church of the Latter-day Dude?
For real?
Yeah, the Big Lebowski, the dude. There's a thing actually called the Church of the Latter-day Dudes. I'm an ordained minister at it.
But what does it take to do that?
Just fill out a form online.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like Chris Stevens on Northern Exposure became ordained when he filled out sent in something for an ad he saw in Rolling Stone magazine. He was ordained, and so he... Any event, go check it out. The Church of Latter-day Dude. 1-800-878-7529. Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live. Sorry about that. Sirius and XM Channel 92. By the way, this update is brought to you by, quick,
Pro Hammer Bat.
Thank you very much.
Bam.
The number one training device being used in the bigs right now. Down through the minor leagues, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. I mean, Chili Davis of the Red Sox swears by this thing. Hopefully it works with my Red Sox. If you like what you go to phbat.com, like what you see, there's a coupon code for a great deal. It's phbat14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. Hall of Famer Chuck Bednarik, who out of high school was a B-24 waist gunner, flew 30 missions during World War II, then went to Penn, University of Pennsylvania, came out, played in the NFL for 14 seasons, or 12 seasons actually, had that famous tackle where he hit Frank Gifford, and Gifford was out for 18 months. Hall of Famer, number retired at the age of 60. Last of the two-way players, played center and linebacker. Two NFL titles with the Eagles, passes away at the age of 89 years old. If I'm not mistaken, he was the last Ivy Leaguer that was drafted in the first round. I think he was, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's
1949.
Wow.
Yeah.
Penn's a good school.
Yep.
Top five medical.
Not the one. He was like, I think he was the first Ivy Leaguer drafted in the first round.
No, right, but just the fact that you get there, you know.
I know Calvin Hill He was the first Ivy Leaguer drafted by the Dallas Cowboys ever in the first round out of Yale. So, yeah. Grant Hill's father. So, yeah.
Well, you live on the East Coast.
He was in that game against Harvard that headline the next day said Harvard ties Yale, or Harvard beats Yale 29-29, where Harvard, Tommy Lee Jones is their offensive guard. They scored 16 points in the last 11 seconds of the game to tie it at 29 apiece.
So they said tie, or they wrote it?
No, it said Harvard beats Yale 29-29 because they scored 16 points in the last, I think it was 11 or 12 seconds to tie the game at 29.
That's too funny.
And Harvard, Yale was they were both undefeated, but Yale was ranked at the time.
I think those schools might be lagging in math skills.
Oh, no, but that was the great headline.
Oh, it's funny, that's why.
Right up there with the San Jose Mercury News back during the crash of the dot-com bubble, the first one back around 2000. Great headline, the San Jose Mercury News. Last month, you were 28 and a millionaire. This month, you're 28. Any event, let's talk about the NCAA tourney. A couple of upsets to let you know about. 7-seed Michigan State. Spartans, Tom Izzo's company, 60-54 of the second-seeded Virginia Cavaliers. Bye-bye. Back to Charlottesville. You go. The eighth-seed San Diego State University. Steve Fisher's? No. They got whooped by Duke. 68-49. Seventh-seed, however, Wichita State. The Shockers. They whooped up on the second-seed Kansas University. Rock Talk Jayhawk. Bye-bye. Kansas lost a couple of games.
I
mean,
but I don't think it was a whooping. I think it was tight till the end. Maybe
yeah, I mean, but Temple beat Kansas earlier this year, as did K-State. KU was overrated, I think. 78-65 was your final. It was third-seeded Oklahoma, 72-66 over the 11th-seeded Dayton Flyers.
They had a good run.
Number two, Gonzaga. Number second-seed Gonzaga. The Bulldogs. They're not the Zags. They're the Bulldogs. 87-68 over the 7th-seed. And now going back home, Iowa Hawkeyes, or Trapper Johns, whatever you want to call them. It was the number one seed Wisconsin, 72-65 over the 8th-seed Oregon, although Oregon had cooler uniforms. West Virginia, 5th-seed. 69-59 over the 4th-seed Terrapin Sations of Maryland. And Northern Iowa, the last of your Iowa representatives, they go home as they were beaten by the 4th-seed Louisville Cardinals, 66-53. Stay in the on the hardwood. This is in the NBA. Lots of scores. Pay attention, kids. There'll be a quiz later. Lakers 101-87 over Philadelphia. Jeremy Lin with 29 points in that one. It was Pahonics. That's the capital of Arizona. 98-92 over Dallas. Charlotte was down 13 at the half. They ended up beating Minnesota by 11, 109-98. That was in Minnesota, too.
Ouch. Playoffs.
Exactly. Denver 119-100 over Orlando. Sacra Tomato lays a whipping on Washington, really? 109-86.
What's with Washington?
Yeah, lately, not looking good. 106-89, it was Toronto over the Knickerbockers. Overtime win for Detroit, 105-97 over my beloved Celtics. Russell Westbrook, yet another triple-double, 12 points, 10 boards, 17 assists. OKC, 93-75 over Miami, a game in which evidently the Heat forgot to play the fourth quarter. Clippers, 107-100 over New Orleans. Atlanta's looked human lately as San Antonio beat them, although they're kind of resting a little bit, 114-95. And it was Cleveland, 108-90 over Milwaukee. We sashay over to the front. Oh, by the way, Steve Nash announced his retirement. It is official. Steve Nash
did not play this year.
And he's retired. NHL, we sashay to the Frozen Ponds. Overtime win for Detroit, 2-1 over San Luis. That game was at the Joe, which is on the banks of the Detroit River. Just north, by the way, of Windsor, Ontario, which is the only place in outside of Alaska to drive from the United States to Canada, you drive south. Detroit is actually north of Windsor, Ontario,
yeah,
over the Ambassador Bridge or through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel. Tampa 5-3 over Boston, a game in which evidently Anaheim forgot to bring their goalie. The Rangers 7-2 over the Ducks. Vancouver 3-1 over Arizona.
Boston's in trouble, huh? I think Ottawa caught them or something. They still got that last slot on the,
by the way,
NHL.
What a great town Ottawa is. I love that town.
No,
I lived in Montreal, it's like 2 hours down the road. I still love going there.
I wrote them off, and now all of a sudden they're back in there.
People tend to forget the original incantation of the Ottawa Senators did win like 3 or 4 Stanley Cups back in like the 20s.
I forgot all about that.
Yeah. By the way, if you ever go to Ottawa, there's a restaurant called the Canal Ritz, which the whole river separates Ontario and Quebec. Ottawa's in Ontario where the locks are, where the parliament and all that is. And there's the whole river, which on the other side of that is whole Quebec. A lot of hockey players came out of there. But there's a little canal off the whole river. There's this restaurant there. You pull up a little boat and a little dock there. It's called the Canal Ritz. Best linguine with red mussel sauce I ever had in my life. And it's really cool. Any event, this update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the number one training device being used in the big boys and girls. I mean, minor leagues, D1. All the way down to youth league. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, actually, Kevin. And they have a softball bat to help with your swing. Look, if you got a ball player in the family, Chili Davis who, if he could make, look, you got Josh Donaldson and a few of the A's to use this thing. And if he got the A's to hit a couple of years ago, he can help anybody. And hopefully he can help my Red Sox. But he swears by this thing.
Well, Donaldson plays for Toronto.
Yeah,
so
I know. So
good luck with that one.
Good luck with that one. But, you know, Chili Davis is with my Red Sox, and he's the hitting coach, and he swears by this thing. Go check them out, phbat.com. You like what you see, they have a coupon code for a great deal. It's PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. We'll do another update here. Actually, in pretty short order, we're probably going to do one here in 18 minutes.
What do you think, little Boston-Toronto pennant race?
I'm telling you, don't write off the Orioles. I know it sounds silly, but...
No, right. But like with Nelson Cruz out there. I'm thinking for the AL, I'm going to go with Seattle because of Nelson Cruz.
That wouldn't be a bad, you know...
The pitching staff is there.
They can use... they can use one more... I mean, that King
AL
Felix.
West is the AL West.
Detroit's going to be tough.
Yeah. You know. I mean, all these teams are going to be... Houston's going
to
be
of course, they couldn't be worse. But you know what the funny part is? You know, the A's are they're written off. But you know what? Every time we do that, sure as God made little green apples, they figure out something, so... Until the Oakland A's can walk in here, all 25 of them in full uniform, I wouldn't recognize but like three guys.
Ryan Doolittle goes to the bar I hang out, and I didn't even know what he looks like.
1-800-878-7529. Fred Wallen's in next. Going to be talking a little spring training 100 years ago.
He's that old.
Swear to God. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Radio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if... Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I always was a utopian dreamer for a finer, gentler baseball.
Hey, welcome everybody. Sports Overnight America continues at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Email us, sportsfred at AOL.com. By the way, if you want to go to Twitter, you go to Twitter at Sports Byline USA and find out all about what's going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Sports Byline USA. All right, a few months ago, we talked to Brian Ross, who's written Baseball's Greatest Comeback, Miracle Braves of 1914. But, you know, in a 10-minute interview, you can't get it all done. And he has a whole chapter on spring training. We're in the midst of spring training. So I'd like to know what's going on spring training today versus 100 years ago. And, hey, Brian Ross, well, welcome to Sports Overnight America.
Hey, thank you very much, Fred. Great to be back on.
So tell us, was it, like right now it's like 5 to 6 weeks. How long was spring training, let's say, in 1914?
Yeah, it was just about the same time, a little bit longer. And that's because they recognized that spring training was a time to get back in condition. I mean, nowadays players show up very well conditioned. In fact, spring training might be a letdown for some of them. But most of them had other jobs in 1914. They were a shoe salesman or something else, and so that when they showed up for spring training, they have to spend a few weeks of just going through this absolutely rigorous condition. I call it a boot camp health spa. That's what it was pretty much like. They would exercise and exercise and then just be exhausted. They were so glad when they got to hit the ball.
All right, well, was it mostly in Florida, or where was spring training for most of the clubs?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It started, it goes way back, actually. It goes back until just after the Civil War when the New York Mutuals, run by Boss Tweed of New York, decided to send his team down to New Orleans. But it was all over the South, from Texas. The New York Giants would go down to Texas, but then they would change their venue from year to year and different states throughout the South. But finally, in the 1920s, it started to solidify, and that's the first time we hear the word Grapefruit League used. And so by the end of the 1920s, it's pretty much in Florida.
Talking to Brian Ross, he's written Baseball's Greatest Comeback, Miracle Braves of 1914. Get it at Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. I know it's selling very well. And the spring training thing is really interesting because I used to do the Dodger pre- and post-game shows on the Dodger Network here in Los Angeles and in Southern California. So I was down to Vero Beach a lot.
Oh,
I think the Dodger... This is off the topic. I mean, not necessarily, but I think the Dodgers made a major mistake, and the courts made a lot of major mistakes, leaving Vero Beach, where if you're in Vero Beach, it's Dodger town. It's everything. It had everything. And Arizona is beautiful, but I don't think there's any comparison. I don't know if you had a chance to see Arizona versus Florida.
I've never been down to Vero Beach, but I've read about it, and it just sounds like baseball heaven. I mean, it really does. And it must have been the community that the O'Malley's established, and it was wonderful. I read an interesting article about it, and the author argued that when the move from Vero Beach to Arizona really was the final step of Brooklyn moving to L.A. I mean, this was, you know, the Brooklyn Dodgers are now completely settled in L.A. because there's no longer that East Coast tie in a physical sense.
But you know what? I mean, from a nostalgic point of view, we lost a lot. We really did. And
yeah.
as a Dodger fan, when they moved here in 1958 as a young kid, you know, it hurt me because, again, Vero Beach was totally special. All right, so let's go back to the Grapefruit League in the 1920s. And so all the teams are there. The guys are working because in the off season, hey, they have to have jobs, so they've got to get into shape. Talk about that. I mean, obviously the real money didn't start coming until the 80s and the 90s. So, I mean, for all those years, they were down there to get into shape, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I mean, that was the primary goal. But they also wanted to refine the skills. In the time period that I'm talking, that I write about, the dead ball era, I mean, this was small ball, and it was they were so skilled. I mean, they did this hit and run, the stealing bases, and they realized in the 1880s, even back in the 1890s, the Baltimore Orioles, and they in the 1890s realized, well, if we start practicing more and working on our skills, we're going to have a better season, and they ended up winning championships. So there was a lot of tremendous amount of skill development too. We're talking about the Dodgers and Branch Rickey. He realized that back in 1914, he was working with the St. Louis Browns, and he started to systematize spring training. He had various sliding pits, and then at night they have chalk talks for hours where they learn baseball strategy, and so. And that really carried on at Vero Beach up until I've never been there, but you said you might have been there. I always read about these strings that outlined the strike zone that Ricky had set up, and when you walked on, you could see that. And so that kind of skill development goes back a long, long time.
All right. Nowadays, obviously, the first time a pitcher goes to the hill, he might throw 40 pitches or 50 pitches. Same deal in the 1920s, or did they go a little further, or did they protect the arm as much as they do now?
Yeah, they did. They had no concept of protecting the arm. I mean, they, you know, you read in the, you know, you go back earlier in the time period that I'm studying, right? You had guys who would pitch two games of a doubleheader, or it was common. Yeah, the year that I studied, a couple of the pitchers were well over 300 innings total, and they start early in the season. They start spring training pitching inning after inning. And, you know, I don't know to what extent they hurt their arms. I do know the Boston Braves of 1914, this great worst-to-first team that I write about in baseball's greatest comeback, they had star pitchers who threw over 300 innings. The main pitcher was this guy, 22 years old, Bill James. He goes 26-7 in 1914. 1915, a couple games into the season, he blows out his arm. His career is gone. I'm guessing that probably happened to a lot of people. No one's ever studied it that I know of, but I bet that happened.
Talking to Brian Ross, greatest comeback in baseball history, the Miracle Braves of 1914, right here on Sports Overnight America. Hey, Brian, we got a couple of minutes left. How about World War II? What did that mean for spring training?
Yeah. Well, World War II basically put spring training on hold because even though Franklin Roosevelt had given this green light to baseball to continue, we were going through rationing so that they didn't want the teams to travel too much because they didn't want them to use up energy sources. So that meant that they had to stay pretty much in the same city. So they were close by at colleges and gymnasiums preparing there. You know, the most interesting thing I think that happens is after 1946, when Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier, and that spring training continues on in Florida, and except for Dodger Town, African Americans have to play in areas where they face segregation and they face Jim Crow laws. And so even though baseball is integrated after Robinson breaks the barrier in 1947, it was very, very challenging for African American players who started to protest. The St. Louis Cardinals started their own mini civil rights movement of sorts, and finally it changes in the 1960s.
Brian Ross, interesting. I love spring training. Unfortunately, in Los Angeles and in Southern Nevada, we're blacked out. 72% of us are blacked out because Time Warner Cable and the Dodgers made a ridiculous deal. So we don't get to watch any spring training Dodger games. I'm stuck watching the Angels. I don't mind it, but I'd rather watch the Dodgers.
Brian, thank you
for appearing on Sports Overnight America, and we'll definitely do it again. And good luck again with the greatest comeback in baseball history, the 1914 Braves. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Fred. Appreciate it.
Okay. Brian Ross on Sports Overnight America. You can give us a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can always email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. You can always go to Twitter, Twitter @SportsBylineUSA, to find out about this show and all the shows on Sports Byline. Back with a whole lot more on Sports Byline Overnight America right after this. And my name's Fred, and I guess yours not, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Our thanks to Fred Wallen, of course, and author Brian Ross. 1-800-878-7529. Just about 10 minutes before the hour, we have an update next. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Things may be bad where you live, but I guarantee you, it is a paradise next to the burning coal heap that is Scranton, Pennsylvania. I mean, do you know that show, Walking Dead, The Walking Dead? It would make a good tourism ad for Scranton. I mean, if you went to the lowest circle of hell, you'd still be 45 minutes outside of Scranton. I grew up there. I love it. It's the single worst place on earth.
Not that we're throwing stones or anything like that. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92, along with my personal chauffeur, the Great Cabbie. How you doing, my friend?
I don't throw stones. I catapult rocks and boulders.
Catapult rocks and boulders. Okay.
Does that
makes absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Thank you.
But I'm going to tell you, before we get to the update here, I'm going to tell you a story. Monday is the 23rd. And my sister, that is just such a look you have going right now.
Oh.
My sister, Boof, my youngest of my four sisters. Yes, I have four sisters, no brothers. Boof will be 37.
I think your parents realized the mistake after you.
Well, any event. So check this out. I'm going to St. Paul's prep school. We just moved to Pennsylvania. I mean, not too long before. And, of course, man, my mom's on her fifth kid by now. And I swear this is true. We were watching the night before Boof was born. My mom, you know, watching TV with my dad, looks over at my dad and says, you know what, Joey? I think I'm going to go in tomorrow and have this kid. I guess by this point it was like throwing a hot dog down a hallway, you know, after a fifth kid. Any event.
What order are you in the chronicle?
Numero uno, and then four sisters afterwards.
Oh, big brother.
19 months is Kelly. Chrissy's 4 years younger. Casey's 9 years younger. And Boof is almost just under 30. Anyway, so check this out. So it was Holy Thursday, 1978. Which, you know, for those of you who are unaware, that's the day before Good Friday, which is the Friday before Easter. Okay. For those of you who aren't Catholic or don't care. So we were going to have a half day because it was a Catholic school and we were supposed to get out, I think at 12:15 or 12:30. And literally just before they're getting ready to say bye-bye, Sister Annie Lane or Sister Mary Christmas or little sister of fear, as I call her, the Penguin, she was the principal of the school. She called me and my sister Kelly, who also went to the same school, down to the principal's office. And Monsignor O'Brien, who's in charge of the place, he was really cool. An old Irish Monsignor. Yeah, great, loved baseball. But go in Sister Annie Lane's office. Monsignor O'Brien's in there. Sister Annie Lane, I think Sister Claire was in there. My sister Kelly and myself. Now, I'm just a couple months shy of 13. Kelly would be like 11 or 12. Sister Annie Lane sits us down and says, you know what? There has been a blessed event in your family. Now, like I said, 2 months shy of my 13th birthday, sitting there with two nuns and a priest, and I went, great, let me guess, I have another effing sister. And except I didn't say effing, I said the whole thing. I got detention that day, half a day, because the day my sister was born, because I decided to show my appreciation for yet having another sister. God, I tried to trade Casey in, the one that's 9 years younger.
I thought they might have figured out you were the Antichrist.
No, it wasn't that. I mean, hey. My sister Casey, the one who's 9 years younger, who I absolutely adore, we get along great. She's a chef. She lives in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, with her husband and the two kids, the Pudge and the Finn. But when she was born, I thought for sure that was going to be a boy because it was me, then two girls, and I figured God can't be that cruel. Sure, is how Casey's born. So what I did was what little money I saved up, I snuck into the hospital she was born in that night. And went to the maternity department and tried to bribe the nurse to switch it for a boy. And the nurse ratted my ass out to my parents. Would you believe her?
Genius at work.
Thank you very much. This update is brought to you. Oh, that's my.
Is that your phone?
My alarm. Yeah. This update is it's time to tell me that it's time
Wake
to do
up.
This update. And this update is brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now. Straight down through the minors, the D1 youth leagues. They have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. You like what you hear or see. Richard Wright is what I like what I hear. They got a great coupon code for a great deal. It's phbat14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. NC2A attorneys, here you go, kids. The seventh seed, Michigan State. They take care of the seventh seed, Michigan State, over the second seed, Virginia Cavaliers, 60-54. Bye-bye, Virginia. Duke, numero uno seed, take care of Steve Fisher et al. That'll be San Diego State, 68-49. Seventh seed, Wichita State, the Shockers. Shocked KU, although it shouldn't have been a shock. I think KU was overrated. They
beat the line moved from 1.5 to one.
I know, but KU was beaten by Temple. My Temple, I was there. It was a good team. But and by Kansas State, you know, second seed for KU. I think that was kind of. Anyway, 78-65, your final there. Dayton Flyers, the 11th seed. Bye-bye. Back to Dayton. It happens. Oklahoma, third seed, 72-66. Iowa, in very short order, in the span of like 2 days, loses Iowa State, Northern Iowa, and now Iowa. Iowa's gone. Gonzaga beat them 87-68. Northern Iowa, they were the fifth seed, beaten by the fourth seed Louisville Cardinals, 66-53. Fifth seed West Virginia, Mountaineers, 69-59 over the fourth seed Terrapins of Maryland, although they're in a cooler neighborhood, to be honest with you. Terrapin Station, right outside of D.C. Wisconsin, the numero uno seed, 72-65 over Oregon. I have time here? Yeah, I got a little bit of time to take care of the I tell you what, actually I don't. I'm going to take care of the NBA and the NHL next hour. I will let you know that
they're not going anywhere.
I will. I will tell you that NFL Hall of Famer Chuck Bednarik, who flew 30 missions as a B-24 waste gunner, then went to Penn, ended up playing with the Eagles for about a dozen years or so, retired his number two NFL titles, passed away at the age of 89. Last of the two-way players, played linebacker and center. Also almost killed Frank Gifford. You had to see it to believe it. Just go to YouTube and check out what he... I mean, Gifford literally was out for like 18 months.
Well, it was war.
Oh, man. It was brutal. Any event, this update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now. Go to phbat.com. Coupon code for a great deal, PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. 1-800-878-7529. Those idiots at the USA Network next with the news and then more Sports Overnight America.
This is USA Radio News. I'm J.J. Jeffries. The U.N. Security Council held an emergency meeting Sunday on the deteriorating situation in Yemen, which is being torn apart by a struggle between the government and the Shiite Houthi rebels who have toppled it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The emergency meeting was called by Jordan, a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, at the request of Yemen's President Abid Rabu Mansour Hadi. Last month, the council passed a resolution demanding Shiite rebels immediately and unconditionally withdraw forces from government institutions, relinquish the arms seized from Yemen's military, and engage in good faith in UN-led peace talks. That resolution also called for further steps to be taken if it was not implemented. Julie Walker, New York.
The special envoy for Yemen warned that events are pushing the Arab country to the edge of civil war. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever had a piece of chocolate cake call you into the kitchen? Has the Dairy Queen sign ever forced your car into the drive-thru lane? Have you ever had a bag of chips dive off the counter right into your hands? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby, speaking for the ILikeHowILook.com website. Chances are, at some time in your day, you have been and will continue to be the victim of cravings. ILikeHowILook.com website realizes that you can't hide in your closet all day just to avoid snack attacks. That's why they recommend the 10-2-in-a-chew weight loss system. 10-2-in-a-chew offers powerful, natural appetite suppressants to put cravings on the run. To see a video explaining how it works, just go to ILikeHowILook.com. They will send you a free sample. Most people notice a difference the very first day. It's much easier to lose weight without those sneaky cravings, so watch the video at ILikeHowILook.com. That's ILikeHowILook.com.
The roar of Air Force bombers and tankers at Grand Forks Air Force Base in North Dakota is going to be replaced by the buzz of drones at the nation's first unmanned aircraft business park. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Construction on the Grand Sky grounds won't likely begin until May, but national and international companies are jockeying for position in the 1.2 million square foot park that sits near the former alert pad where bombers and tankers were poised for takeoff on a moment's notice. North Dakota is one of six sites around the country testing unmanned aircraft, but Americans have some lingering concerns about privacy and safety. Even so, the park is expected to generate thousands of jobs, a boon given the fact that a number of airmen at the Grand Forks base has dropped since its mission was changed to unmanned aircraft. I'm Ross Simpson.
An Associated Press GFK poll found Americans opposed to the use of drones by a 2-to-1 margin. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The Supreme Court will hear a free speech case involving the Confederate battle flag and license plates. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Texas Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans is suing the state. Their proposal to put its logo bearing the Confederate battle flag on license plates was rejected. Eight other states have approved similar plates. The State Motor Vehicle Board in Texas said the plate would offend people who believe the flag is a racially charged symbol of repression. Some First Amendment supporters say offensive speech should not just be tolerated, it should be celebrated as a symbol of democratic health. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The House Oversight Committee wants to hear from several agents who witnessed a drinking and driving incident involving the Secret Service last month. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Lawmakers are saying the Secret Service won't let them question four employees who witnessed the crash outside the White House. Two high-ranking officials are accused of driving into a secure area without authorization and striking a construction barrier. Leaders of the House Oversight Committee have written to Secret Service Director Joseph Clancy, asking that four people testify at a Tuesday hearing. So far, only Clancy has agreed to appear and represent the agency. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Those agents were accused of nudging that construction barrier as they intruded during an investigation of a suspicious item. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
We actually have somebody on hold from Wyoming. Wyoming. Do you hear me? Wyoming, Gabby.
I've been there. I love it.
The home state of Jackson Pollock. Most people thought he was from Cody, Wyoming. And also Kirk Gowdy was from Wyoming as well.
Mr. Announcer.
Yeah, exactly. I like Kirk. He was a Red Sox play-by-play guy for a million years.
I did buy a baseball glove once in Wyoming. Very cheap, but excellent glove.
I got really drunk in Laramie once.
I think it was Laramie.
Yeah, that's where Wyoming is. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. To the strains of the old gray whistle test, the BBC from 1971 to 1988 in the background. Oh, Andy Nightingale, where are you? Of course, you're like in the 70s now, but I don't care. We're going to talk a little bit about the game, the bracket, you know. Got the games all in front of me for next week. We must chit-chat about that.
Interesting, you know, matchups.
I actually know where all of these schools are.
Well, yeah, these guys are the old, you know, yeah. I think yeah, a so lot you of don't these get, old horse
you don't
teams
get,
won.
You don't get like your Drake, which is in Iowa, you don't know about it. Or George, George Mason, those guys, I knew where they were because in the D.C. area, so that wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, all these standard teams won.
Yeah, exactly.
They pull on their history and heritage.
But we're going to be talking to this cat. He's from Wyoming. I'm actually stoked about this. I don't know why. I just am. My sister goes to Wyoming a lot. She likes it there for some reason.
I was stationed in Idaho, so kind of.
Idaho, God, Lord.
And that's weird too, because it was the east side, not the west.
Well, that's where. Well, first off, that's where. Evel Knievel was from Butte, Montana originally.
No, I meant he's the one that just
Snake River Canyon.
Yeah.
But Napoleon Dynamite was from Idaho. If you remember the movie? Oh, and also, that's when Ketchum, Idaho, is where Hemingway offed himself back in '61. See that? That's excellent Idaho knowledge right there. And that's also, they had some great license plates that said, instead of Famous Potatoes, it says where Utah goes to ski. I swear to God, they had license plates like that 20 years ago.
That's better than Famous Potatoes.
1-800-8, actually, Maine actually is neck and neck with Idaho as far as potato export. Who cares? Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 1-800-878-7529. Your call's next.
We
paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Is there any special country you want to go to?
Wyoming.
No, Wyoming. That's not a country. That's all right. I'm going to take care of it.
I've got a song that ain't got no melody. I'm going to sing it to my friends.
That clip that you heard, Wyoming, no, that was John Cassale, who played Sal Naturali, who based on the true story of the bank robbery in Dog Day Afternoon. There was a great document. That whole movie was based on a New York Times article about the bank robbery itself. In the movie, Sal, played by John Cassale, was this real quiet. In real life, he was an 18-year-old hyperactive kid who died. But that is one of the funniest lines. What country do you want to go to? Wyoming. Wyoming's not a country. I'll take care of that. But anyway, it's hard to find now. If you can, is a great documentary called "Based on a True Story," which it says in the beginning of Dog Day Afternoon, and it's the story of the real bank robbery, and it's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. Little Billy Preston, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92. 13 minutes past the hour, and the reason I brought up Wyoming is we are heading out, if I'm not mistaken, to Pinedale, Wyoming, which is, you know, in Wyoming terms, is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Jackson Hole. In, you know, here that's like 10 miles. There it's 70. Talk to Steve in Pinedale, Wyoming. Steve, welcome to Sports Overnight, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How did you
find this disaster? I take it you're listening on Sirius and XM, correct?
I am indeed, yeah. Driving home from a night shift and heard you guys talking basketball, thought I'd tune in.
Well, what do you do for a living?
It's small town Wyoming. I wear a lot of hats.
If you've ever heard our show before, we go out of our way half the time not to talk about sports. We're more interested in the people. Like, what do you do with the hats? What kind of hats do you wear here?
Well, a longtime employee of local government and fly fishing guide, and you know, raise kids and have a wife and enjoy the life in Western Wyoming.
All right, are you from Wyoming? Are you a native Wyoming? Wyoming?
Unfortunately not. I'm a Wyomingite by choice. I was born, raised, grew up in Kentucky, attended the University of Kentucky, and that's why I wanted to maybe talk a little basketball.
Well, welcome to the show. Please don't be such a stranger anymore. And by the way, I had some excellent Wyoming knowledge in knowing that not only was Kirk Gowdy from Wyoming, but I also knew that Jackson Pollock, the painter, who everyone thought was probably a New Yorker, he was from Cody, Wyoming. That was pretty damn good knowledge, wasn't it?
Yeah, and Cody's a great town.
From what I heard, it is. I got really hammered in Laramie once playing baseball there, but that was 30 years ago. Any event, so what's on your mind bracket-wise? You know, your Wildcats, they got to stop with this one-and-done crap, but they're going to be taking on West Virginia in the Midwestern, in the Sweet 16. That'll be held in Cleveland. West Virginia, fifth seed. Kentucky, the numero uno seed. John Calipari is nothing more than a slimy used car salesman, and that is from somebody who grew up not too far from UMass in Western Massachusetts. I mean, anyone could lose to anybody at this point. You know, teams have bad games. Teams step up and do miraculous things like Villanova did 30 years ago. But you're looking at this as a Kentucky fan. I mean, are you looking at this with way too much confidence, like there's no way they can screw this up? Or are you looking at it saying they need to be careful against X team or Y team?
Well, that's a great question. If I could back up just a second. You know, I think the one-and-done concept, and we could wax philosophical over this for a long time, but I don't think that's Kentucky's fault. I don't think Kentucky should be the whipping boy for the NCAA's decision to let a kid come to college for 1 year and then go on to pros.
I'm not blaming so much Kentucky. I'm Calipari, that has been his M.O., and I got news for you. He had kids in Memphis. I mean, and nothing against Derrick Rose. I mean, I like Derrick Rose. I've met him. But he had kids in Memphis that, you know, 2 + 2 equaled green. I mean, they couldn't have gotten into a junior college if they didn't play hoops. And Calipari, he's kind of known for that. The guy's a bit of a sleazeball, to be honest with you.
You know, I think he takes a hit, though, because he is winning.
I respect your opinion. I mean, John Calipari is not the lead bulb in the college basketball. He doesn't always graduate his guys. I mean, you know how many Kentucky basketball players it takes to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, okay, go ahead. How many?
Just one, but he gets 47 credit hours.
Thank you very much. You know, he's not Bob Huggins. I mean, Bob Huggins, when he was with Cincinnati, had the lowest graduation ever for a college basketball division. 8% over the course of his career at Cincinnati was his graduation rate. 8%.
Well, you know, hey, college is the point of college is to prepare yourself for your future, and if your future's in the NBA, hey, you know, you succeeded in college.
Like, well, here's the thing, though. I mean, what people don't understand is, you know, it's NBA and NFL. 78% of all the guys who play in the NBA and the NFL, 78% of them are broke within 5 years after leaving the league, and they have nothing to fall back on. Think about that. 78% of them are broke within 5 years, and the average length of a career in the NFL, 3.5 years, NBA, just over 4.
Sure. And again, I didn't call to talk financial planning with you. I wanted to call to talk about Kentucky basketball.
Yeah, take your time. Exactly. We're in no hurry, so go ahead, Steve. You take the lead from this point on.
Well, I'm just curious. I mean, obviously winning a national championship is a great thing, but nobody's ever done it going 40-0. And I was just curious about you and your colleagues. Do you think winning a national championship, which a lot of teams has done, is more important than going 40-0?
I got news for you. There are teams out there that went 20-16 that would love to, they don't care what their record is as long as they win a national title. I mean, just because you're undefeated doesn't necessarily make you the best or the best ever. Rocky Marciano was undefeated. Was he the best heavyweight champion ever? Hell no. The Miami Dolphins, they finished 17-0, won a Super Bowl. Were they the best team ever? Not even close. So just because you're undefeated, I mean, it's a nice thing to put on your resume, and it's something that is, you know, it looks really good for, you know, debates and everything like that. But you know what? I'm not saying it's overrated, you know, being undefeated, but it's one of those deals where I think, you know, you don't necessarily have to be undefeated. Like Sugar Ray Robinson lost fights, but he was still like the best fighter ever. You see the point I'm trying to make?
I see the point you're trying to make, but I think there's a difference between individual achievement and team effort. And I think the football.
Well, I brought up the Miami Dolphins. I brought up the Miami Dolphins, who went undefeated in 72 and won the Super Bowl. Were they the best team ever? Not even close.
No, and you know, I'm not hung up on championships.
I think the great thing about Kentucky, and people smarter than me have talked about it, is that Kentucky is such a selfless team. They put forth such a great team effort. I mean, Kentucky doesn't have a single player that averages over 14 points a game.
Not over 14, really? I didn't know that. I thought
I think they have the tallest bench,
maybe it's 16.
Though.
Okay, even with that, I mean, that's kind of like the old Dean Smith, Michael Jordan said, the only man who could keep Michael Jordan under 20 points, Dean Smith. Let me ask you something. Objectively, is there any team out? I tell you what.
Top three.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're going to – West Virginia, is there a team out there that kind of scares you that you think, okay, this is the team that maybe can give us a run?
Hey, we're in the Sweet 16. There's a lot of great teams. I think they all scare me.
Well, I mean, truthfully, North Carolina State, UCLA, I mean, Steve Alford, who I can't stand, he's flat gotten lucky with the Bruins this year. They're still in 11th seed. Now, Duke, okay, they're beatable. The only two teams I see out there that, given the way they play the game, could possibly cause a hassle for you, Wisconsin, because they are so fundamentally sound. And I also think Utah, I mean, Gonzaga maybe, but Utah is another one of those teams that they can just shut you down. And unless you can shoot, and I mean really shoot from like 12 to 17 feet out, you're going to have a problem. Utah and Wisconsin are two teams like that. There are teams like Arizona, Xavier, they can run, and North Carolina. They'll run all over those guys. Wisconsin and Utah are the two teams, if I'm a Kentucky fan, those are the two teams I do not want to see.
I agree. I've been a Utah fan since Majerus was there, and I think I'm a little more afraid of Utah than I would be of Wisconsin. I think we have size, depth, and over Wisconsin. But Utah just got so much heart. It's hard to say.
And I'm just saying, how's the best way to explain it? It's almost like a hockey. If you know the LA Kings back in the days when they were scoring like six goals a game, they go up against a team like the New Jersey Devils who know how to flat shut you down in your strengths. And unless you could do something that they want you to do to score, you ain't going to score. And the Devils are going to. It's the same concept. Not necessarily that Utah is better, but the thing that they do best is shut down what you do best. And it's not to say they're a better team. It's just that their strength nullifies your strength, and you have to beat them at a game that they want you to beat you. They want you to beat them at, even though they may not be as good at that game, but they still want you to beat them at their game. And some teams can't respond to that. I'm not saying Kentucky can't, but that's a team, Utah, that can do that to the Wildcats, I think, in theory.
Yeah, and I would agree with that. I mean, you got to understand, when you're Kentucky this year, Every team, every coach is watching tape. Every coach is planning for their possible, going up against you. And Kentucky's got a target on their back, and they should. They're a great team, and everybody wants to knock them off. And we'll just have to wait and see how things pan out.
How old are your kids?
8 and 11.
Boy, girl, two girls, one boy.
Older girl, younger boy. Love the outdoors. Love fly fishing.
I love fly fishing. I love to fish. I mean, growing up in Western Massachusetts and then in the Poconos, I love to fish. Fly fishing, I'm kind of dangerous at as far as like people standing around me, but I love to do it. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The cool part is with fly fishing is, I mean, you catch a guppy, it still feels like you caught Jaws. That's the cool thing about fly fishing.
That's true. I try to avoid the guppies, but your point is taken.
Where do you fish?
Lots of rivers in Western Wyoming, both down the river in the boat, up in the high country, backpacking, fishing the ponds and lakes up there. And
do you actually teach?
It's a little bit of paradise in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Do you actually teach fly fishing?
I do. I do the whole thing.
Well, here's your chance to shamelessly pimp yourself out and let people know if they're in Western Wyoming and if they want to go fly fishing and you want to teach, tell them how they can get a hold of you so they can get a hold of you so you can teach them.
I
have no problems with whoring out the radio time here because I don't own it. So go ahead.
I appreciate the time, but a couple of years ago, I hung up my guiding hat. My son's old enough to do it, and I don't guide anymore. I take my time with my kids, and hope they'll take it with them the rest of their lives.
Steve, I appreciate your call, man. Hey, listen, stay in touch, man. Okay?
I'll do that. Hey, thanks again for the time, and go Big Blue.
Go Big Blue. Take care of yourself, my friend.
Good night.
1-800. He's a nice guy. Wyoming.
Oh, there you go. I've never had problems there.
I've never met anybody from Wyoming. I mean, Alan Cranston, maybe, but he wasn't that big of an ass. I kind of liked him a little bit.
Alan Cranston.
He was a senator. Benson. Was it Tom Benson? Was that his name?
I'd rather meet Bryan Cranston of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, because he got to hang out with Jane Kaczmarek on Malcolm in the Middle.
I actually love her.
She was on Hill Street Blues.
I love her. Oh, what was she? She's the second, the cop?
Yeah, I think like the last season or two, she was on Hill Street Blues. That's some excellent Jane Kaczmarek knowledge. And she was married to Brad Whitford, the guy from West Wing. They just got divorced. What could Bradley Whitford possibly do to piss you off bad enough to divorce him?
Yeah, her Simpsons are some of the best episodes. She's a judge on The Simpsons, Kaczmarek.
Jane Kaczmarek?
Oh, she's hilarious.
1-800-878-7529. That is the phone number here, 202-456-1616. That's the number of the White House if you want to drop them a line. Keep in mind, they do have caller ID. Boy, it's a lesson I learned back during the Bush administration numerous times. You want to get a hold of me on Facebook? I'm going to get a new Twitter account, so we'll pass that off. If you want to get a hold of me on Facebook, we do have a Sports Overnight America page, but just get a hold of me personally. Jerry, G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. I'm the only one spelled that way. We have an update next. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Calling, are we reaching?
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Radar!
Yes, sir!
Once you get a hold of Major Byrne, tell him we're going to have to hold a couple of surges over from the day shift out of the night shift.
I'm putting a call in to General Hammond and Saul. I hope he saves those two surges. We're sure going to need them.
What was that, sir?
I give everything to Radar.
What?
First major motion picture to use the F word in it. MASH. John Shuck, who played the painless Pole, Walt Waldowski, the dentist. He was the first to drop the F-bomb in a movie. Saying to Ben Davidson right across from him in the football game, okay, bud, your head's coming, your effing head is coming off. He was the first time the word F was used in a major motion picture.
That's kind of amazing.
And you heard Roger Bowen in there, who's played Lieutenant Colonel Henry Blake. Henry Braymore, Blake, by the way. He played it in the movie. Of course, McLean Stevenson played it on the TV show. McLean Stevenson was the nephew of Adelaide Stevenson. He was actually a speechwriter for him when he was running for president. But you didn't know that. But in any event, McLean Stevenson and Roger Bowen, who both played Henry Blake, died within 12 hours of each other in real life. Valentine's Day, 1996. What are the odds on that one?
Kind of sad, really. Yeah. Well, that's a pretty good life, though. 72.
I know, but I'm saying, what are the odds on two different guys playing the same character, one movie?
Oh,
one...
no, that's just...
It was like when Jefferson and Adams died on the 50th anniversary of the...
I put those under one of those Jerry creepy death facts that you have such like an eloquent knowledge
De
of.
De Cervantes and Shakespeare died the same exact day, April 22nd, 1616, which was Shakespeare's 64th birthday.
I'm kidding. It's like I'm with the Rain Man here.
1-800-878-7529. Well, Elton John, opening track from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road in 1974.
That's a good album.
It's called Funeral for a Friend.
Yeah, not his top 40 stuff.
Grace Seal was on that album. That was a great song.
How long is this song? 23 minutes? Or?
Funeral for a Friend went into Love Lies Bleeding. I think the total of two was like 8 or 9 minutes or something.
Oh, no, I thought that was the same song. Oh.
No, Funeral for a Friend, and it goes into Love Lies Bleeding. God, you're an idiot. This update's brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now. Straight down through the minors, D1 college, youth leagues, even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably. Chili Davis, the new hitting coach of my beloved Red Sox, swears by it. He helped the A's hit with it. If you can help the A's and if you can help the Red Sox, he can help you. Go to phbat.com. If you like what you see, phbat14 is the coupon code for a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Last update we gave just the NC2A scores, so we're going to start with the NBA this time and then work our way back, okay? Because the last thing we're going to do is the attorney, because we're going to talk about the brackets for...
The NBA played today, really?
Lots of games, too.
Oh, didn't see any.
Jeremy Lin leads the Lakers with 29 points, 101-87 over Philadelphia. By the way, Steve Nash announces a retirement. Ooh. Phoenix, the capital of Arizona, as they say, 98-92 over Dallas. Elsewhere, Charlotte was down 13 at halftime. They come back to spank Minnesota in Minnesota, 109-98. Denver, 119-100 over Orlando. Sacramento, Buck 986 over Washington. Washington is not looking good lately. Toronto 106-89 over the Knicks. Overtime win for Detroit 105-97 over my beloved Celtics. Russell Westbrook, another triple-double. 12 points, 10 boards, 17 assists, 93-75 over Miami, who evidently forgot to play the fourth quarter. Also in the NBA, Clippers 107-100 over Nollins. Atlanta's looking human, but they're kind of relaxing. They've pretty much got these wrapped up unless they really screw it up. 114-95, it was San Antonio over the Hawks. Cleveland, 108-90 over Milwaukee, who has not looked good lately.
Hey, how's your the back playoffs look? You got Boston losing and then Miami lost.
Oh, who cares? It's gotten to the point now where, serious.
Yeah, I think
Gonzaga can beat the 8th seed in the East. In the NHL, it was overtime win for Detroit, 2-1 over St. Louis. That game was at the Joe down there on the banks of the Detroit River in Detroit, Michigan. Big fist out in front of that place, Joe Louis Arena. Tampa 5-3 over my beloved Bruins. Evidently, Anaheim forgot to bring their goalie to New York. It was the Rangers 7-2 that is over the Ducks. Vancouver 3-1 over a traditional hockey town, Arizona, Phoenix. Okay, NCAA tourney, here we go. We are going to begin. Michigan State, 7th seed. Take care of the 2nd seed, Virginia Cavaliers. 60-54. Truthfully, it really wasn't all that close, to be honest with you. Number 1 seed, Duke, 68-49 over the 8th seed, San Diego State University Aztecs. Kansas, 2nd seed, tripped up by the 7th seed, Wichita State Shockers, 78-65. Number 11 seed, Dayton, they're gone. They were beaten by the 3rd seed, Oklahoma Sooners, 72-66. Spoke some more over there, kid. Gonzaga, the 2nd seed, 87-68 over the 7th seed, Iowa Hawkeyes, and your other Iowa representative, first Iowa State goes, then Iowa, and then Northern Iowa. They were beaten by the 4th seed Louisville Cardinals, 66-53. West Virginia takes care of the Terrapins of Maryland, 5th seed over the 4th seed, 69-59. And the numero uno seed, Wisconsin, 72-65 over the 8th seed, Oregon Ducks. This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat, the numero uno training device used in the big leagues right now. Let's see. Oh, that's nice to... Thank you very much, Verizon. The numero uno training device being used in the bigs, minor leagues, straight down to the get a cough again. Jesus. Down to youth leagues. They have a softball bat to help with your swing. Go to phbat.com. You like what you see? You got a coupon code for a great deal. It's PHBAT14 for the Pro Hammer Bat. 1-800-878-7529. We are going to be talking to Mary Birdsong from Reno 911 coming up here in 6 minutes and 30 seconds. Sweetheart of a lady.
Truly one of my favorite shows of all time.
And it was Thomas Lennon and Kerry Kenny. Who
not kissing butt.
You know, Kerry Kenny and Thomas Lennon were childhood friends.
Unbelievably genius show.
Hilarious show.
Right.
And Mary Birdsong, who was part of that, she is going to be with us here in just a little bit. She was in town a while back for Tales from the City, which was based on the Amistad Maupin novella and works that were done in the San Francisco Chronicle. They made it into this musical, and she was hilarious in it, and she got topless in it too, which was really cool.
And you didn't call me? Oh,
she's
man.
A sweetie. She's only like 5 feet tall. She's from the LBI, Long Beach Island.
That's it. No more favors for you. That's
her
it.
Nickname growing up was Otis Bird, and she didn't even know why the people called her Otis Bird until she was in her 20s, after Otis Bird's song. Her last name was...
No, everybody called her Otis, right?
Yeah, everyone called her Otis Bird, and she had no idea why until she was in her 20s, and someone told her Otis Bird's song. Who? She played with the Kansas City Kings, and
he was a good player.
Yeah, she didn't know why.
Very
he,
famous.
She did not know why she was being called Otis Bird, but she's a sweet lady, very, very talented. She also just Googled the 99-cent whore. That's what she does stuff in, of course, marybirdsong.com, but she has this thing called the 99-cent whore, and it is absolutely hilarious.
It's like a what? Like a
it's a little spoof thing. She has
podcast
a
podcast or something?
It's not a podcast. It's just this website where she puts up these little spoofs and these little 2-minute things. It's the 99-cent. Well, that's where that's where this comes from. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see.
Her character on that show is so deep in so many ways.
This is from the 99-cent whore. Wait a minute, hold on, get this so it doesn't jump over. This is from the 99-cent. This is hilarious.
People say all kind of things to me, but mostly they just say, "Yeah, take it." Yeah.
That's the 99-cent whore, Mary Birdsong. She's an absolute sweetheart of a person, and we're going to be talking to her. Like I said, it was a little while back. It was actually on my best friend Robin's birthday. I took Robin to see it, and then we had a little interview back in the green room at the ACT Theater, the legendary theater here in San Francisco. So stick around. We're going to do that. Cabby, fantastic job. You're going to stick around. We're going to do an update here in just a little bit, if that's okay with you.
We're not going to talk about sports or anything like that, are we?
Of course we're going to talk about sports when we come back. I'm sorry.
I'm chilling with this Reno 911.
Well, with Mary, we're going to talk about...
the first time I ever saw that show, Hotel in Reno.
Really?
It was so funny. I just said... I was going to go gamble, and then all of a sudden I look, and I said, Reno 911 at 9 p.m. I said, well, I've never seen that. I was at the Lido Inn, which is $22 a night.
Big spender, you are.
I save my money for the gambling.
1-800-878-7529. Mary Birdsong from Reno 911 next. 911. By the way, the first 911 emergency call, February 16th, 1968, in Haleysville, Alabama. Excellent knowledge there. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius, and XM Channel 92.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hi there. I need technical support with my phone service.
Tired of the monkey business? Easy Office Phone is serious when it comes to business communications. Custom built for your needs, Easy Office Phone provides hands-on support from friendly in-house staff that treat you like a person. For a limited time, get the first month of phone service and 3 months of video conferencing free when you purchase select Panasonic phones. Get started today at EasyOfficePhone.com. That's EasyOfficePhone.com. No more monkey business.
Featuring the best-looking host I've ever been paid to bullshit about, you're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, boys and girls, it is the Chris Townsend Show. Do not adjust your sets. Do not adjust your volume. I, in fact, am not Townsend, quite obviously. I'm Jerry Burke, the producer of Disaster. A couple inches taller, much better looking. I'm a lefty, he's a righty, you know the whole routine. Now, by and large, this is a sports show, but you do know once in a while they let us divert from that. And I'll bring to you a woman I've tried to get to go on a date with me for the last 6 months. My favorite 99 cent whore and the star of the current smash here in San Francisco at the ACT Theater, Tales of the City, Mary Birdsong, Otis Bird.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Oh, no, by the way, for those of you who are considering calling right now, we're recording this earlier in the day in the green room of the ACT Theater. So if you do call, I'm just sitting around drinking a martini, smoking a cigarette. I'm not answering the damn phone. So just enjoy this and put it away. Now, if you don't know who Mary is by Tales of the City, if you're anything like me and was a Reno 911 junkie, this is Officer Kimball.
That's right.
The best looking one of all, well, next to Thomas Lennon. The best looking of all the officers
on
Reno.
He's got the best legs.
He does have good legs. He did have good legs.
He has amazing legs.
I know, and I noticed that when I saw him on Viva Variety once.
I was actually, here's some trivia. I was on Viva Variety as well.
Well, I didn't. I know you were on The Daily Show. You did that great segment about the guy who shot the snowman.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was one of the funniest things
I
ever saw.
I love that guy.
With Jon Stewart?
We're actually still dating. No.
The
wonderful Kentuckian who shot him. And shot him himself in the leg. I was on like one episode of Viva Variety in a sketch they did called French or Gay. So they would just sort of shout out different celebrities, and you had to
go with French or Gay. My favorite one is they got up there and they were talking about the medicinal marijuana and all the things it was good for. If you wanted to put away a couple extra bags of Cool Ranch Doritos that were sitting around your apartment, if your parents are force feeding you Dark Side of the Moon, things like that. And of course, growing up in the 70s and 80s, I was a big fan of that. So you've been in San Francisco now for. This is
what's today? The 8th?
Yeah, today's June 8th. So you got here
almost 2 months.
Okay, now Mary's from Long Beach Island.
That's right. Okay,
and I got my face slapped by my girlfriend Katie Sweeney back in 1981 on NLBI.
A lot of guys did.
Yes, but you know she only dumped me a week later because of that. Now you're in Los Angeles now, right? Or Hollywood Hills?
Well, yeah, mostly in Los Angeles. Okay. I'm in a little bit of denial about it, but
yeah, I saw you were subletting your place. How'd that work out, by the way?
How do I
get a place for $1,200 a month? I'm serious because I mean,
you sublet my apartment.
Yeah, that's cheap around here. $1,200 a month.
It's
a parking garage around here.
It's pretty sweet, which is part of the appeal of being on the West Coast. Because in New York, for that, like
up here, it's a lot more expensive up here. Trust me.
Oh yeah,
me. But anyway, how are you liking San Francisco?
I love it. I really love it. And hey, Tom, this is Tom, our stage door.
Tom, we're doing an interview for the tape tonight, but we're not going to edit you out or anything like that. So if you just want to say hi to the world right now, say hi.
Hello, world.
That's Tom.
That's Tom.
Cool glasses. Guy.
He's also a jazz aficionado.
Really?
Right on fast.
Same birthday as Miles Davis. But anyway, you said thank you. May 25th. You didn't get me a card. Any event. So
I'm heading for the head. I'll be right back.
Gotta love live radio. So you're out in California right now. You're going to be in San Francisco until July 24th.
Yes, I actually, and it might even be July 31st. We'll see.
Okay, but, so I hope you,
because they've already extended it to July 24th, and we'll see what happens beyond that.
Did you bring warm clothes?
Yes, I did.
You did, because yeah, summer's coming here. If you haven't noticed, it's starting to get cold around here.
I know.
Have you ever spent a summer here?
Have I? I don't think I have. I've been here in the fall. I've been here in the winter.
Right. When it's nice and or raining.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Mark Twain was right. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh, yeah?
No, he was. I swear. I grew up in Massachusetts, then in Pennsylvania. Never as cold as I was in my life. I lived in Montreal. I was never as cold as I was here. So, you know, when you're walking out of here after
takes some getting used to.
You do 8 o'clock shows, you're out here at 11, you walk to your hotel at 11. Oh, you'll be freezing your ass off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be like some of a bitch at Burke freezing my ass off. You warned me, so you're going to be freezing your ass off. So, listen, right now you're running in Tales of the City. Now, why don't you tell everyone basically what Tales of the City is about Armistead Maupin? A lot of people from around the country right now have absolutely no clue who he is right now. So, why don't you be the one to give the basic scenario of, well, you're playing Mona Ramsey.
Yeah.
And she'll get to that part in a second. Why don't you tell everyone what it's about?
I have one of the most fun parts you could have.
And, oh, by the way, and I will say this, Mary Birdsong is now the second woman I have seen topless in the ACT Theater.
There you go.
Judith Light in Wit.
You need to come see the show, if for nothing else.
And by the way, you have Judith.
Or my breasts.
You have Judith Light beaten.
Oh, do you think?
I saw her about 12 years ago.
Okay, this is an interesting full circle thing because you say Judith Light, which seems like a non sequitur.
Mm-hmm.
However, 6 degrees, one of the composers of the show is Jake Shears,
right,
who's one of the main guys from the Scissor Sisters, which is an awesome rock group. And for whatever reason, Jake Shears is obsessed with Judith Light.
I still have her number.
And she, somebody told him that he was obsessed with her, and now they're good friends.
Really? Oh, yeah, well, it's funny. My childhood idol. I mean, you're not a big sports. My childhood idol was Bill Spaceman Lee. I've known the pitcher for the Red Sox, first hippie intellectual in the majors.
Oh, wow.
Guy used to, you know, smoke a joint, go and throw a two-hitter against the Yankees. We hated the Yankees. Not one of my best friends.
I have to say I'm a Mets fan because I grew up in South Jersey.
Hi, you're number one.
And my brother was a huge Mets fan.
Hate the Mets. Hate the Yankees. Honey, I grew up in Massachusetts. If I didn't root for the Red Sox, they'd raise my taxes.
No, that makes sense. I actually, I mean, not to go all athletic on you.
No, we don't like that, even though it's a sports show.
I know. But I have to say, I miss the days when teams were local.
When
the Dodgers were the Brooklyn Dodgers, for example.
Well,
like when the guys playing on your team lived in your neighborhood.
Well, when I was a kid, I thought the guys who played for the Red Sox were just the best ball players in town. I swear to God.
I thought
Carl Yastrzemski, Carlton Fisk, Billy Lee, Dwight Evans, Freddie Lynn. I thought those guys were all just the best ball players.
And when I realized that wasn't the case, I felt like somebody just told me there was no Santa Claus.
Well, the other thing, when we were kids, every year it was the same 9 guys, or so it seemed. Now it's just, you know, as Jerry Seinfeld said, you're rooting for laundry.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll get back to Tales of the City. But first off, yeah, you are the second woman who has seen topless at the ACT, but you do have Judith Light beat. She is taller than you, though.
Yeah, this is true.
And Wit was a very good play. Nothing against you, Judith. It was a great
and it's
play.
Very interesting when you reveal your boobies on stage. You know, talk about like trying to not take an audience's reaction personally. Because I mean, like any good comic knows, and I worked in comedy clubs for many years as a waitress,
I would see
Dave Attell, Louis C.K., like all, you know, Jim Gaffigan, just like geniuses, Ray Romano, like just kill one night, and the exact same delivery the next night, bomb.
Fall flat on their face.
And there is no, you know, accounting for it, and believe it or not, it works the same for tits. Like, you know? I mean, tonight I literally like revealed them, and then I'm like, ho-ho! And then I did like a little jeté off the, like I leaped off the stage and still nothing, like cricket, well, cricket.
For what it's worth, I was back there in row Q of the orchestra section, and I first thing that went through my mind, nice rack. That was first thing that went through my mind.
Well, and also to get back to, you were asking me, you know, to tell about Tales of the City, and it's kind of an uphill battle to expect a huge response about your breasts when you're at a performance of Tales of the City, because it is a book it's all based on a book that was written called Tales of the City.
Right, based on newspaper articles written by Armistead Maupin.
Yeah, by a guy named Armistead Maupin, who is awesome. He's almost like the gay Santa Claus. That's twice I've mentioned Santa Claus in one interview.
By the way, I'm not gay, but I am willing to learn. Go ahead.
And the books, like you said, originally published them as part of like sort of a serialized thing in newspapers, just these made-up stories that were kind of based on himself and people he knew.
And people used to line up to buy the Chronicle, and they would sell out of the Chronicle, and they were like lines every day.
It was like a soap opera, but in newspaper form.
By the way, that third voice you're hearing, that's Robin Murphy, my best friend on the planet. Today's her birthday, so I took her to the play.
Robin, it's her birthday, Robin!
I would, you know, these were comp tickets, thank you very much, Mary, but as far as she knew, up until the point I opened my mouth, I paid a lot of money for it. please continue, Mary.
So these books have existed since, I think, the 80s?
Well, yeah, they were around for a while.
And then they were made into a very successful miniseries on PBS with Laura Linney and Olympia Dukakis.
Yeah, it won a Peabody Award, didn't it?
I think so.
Or
and
if
like
you're from New England, it's
and
Peabody.
Initially, I think it appealed to sort of the gay community, but it certainly transcended that because the characters are so well written and so great at. And so the guy, Jake Shears from the Scissor Sisters, and John Garden, and a guy named Jeff Witte, who wrote Avenue Q, which won a Tony on Broadway, they all decided to make a musical out of it. And Armistead Maupin, the author, said,
Knock yourself out. Put more money in my pocket.
And that's what got it all started. And it's it was 4 years in the making.
You know, let me ask you a couple of things about Tales. First off, I have got to get your agent. I have to work with Townsend and give Red Sox and Houston Astros scores at 2 in the morning. You're doing this, and you're coming out with a flick with George Clooney. By the way, my friend Lisa Bolin, I saw Hugh Jackman here a couple of weeks ago, and she asked me why I didn't kidnap him and shackle him to my place until she flew out here. She would like to know if next time you see Clooney, if you can kidnap him for her also.
I will do my best.
Yeah, so Lisa Bolin in Easton, Pennsylvania, we're on it for you. So how did you get contacted about being in Tales of the City? I mean, I know it wasn't like an open audition or anything like that.
Yeah, this was unusual. I kind of slipped through the cracks because they were having just an initial, what they call cold reading, where actors just show up, you get handed a script, you've never seen it before, you've never read it before, and they just want to hear it read out loud so they can kind of see, does this work or doesn't it? And so the director of Avenue Q, which is a big successful musical on Broadway, it's basically like Dirty Muppets.
We're all about Dirty Muppets here.
They asked me to come do, you know, this cold reading, and I had never heard of Armistead Maupin. I'd never heard of Tales of the City. I'd never heard of, you know, of any of the people involved, because I was very ignorant. And I was so tired at the time and working like 8 shows a week on another show. Mm-hmm. And I was so exhausted and I couldn't think of anything I would rather do less than get up on a Monday morning early, my one day off, of doing musicals and actually do a musical. But so I showed up and it's like life often is. Yeah. I look back and I thank God they asked me 3 times to do it.
Right.
And twice I said no. Honestly, because I just didn't know really what it was. And I was so painfully tired. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, it's never the things that you're like, yes, this is going to make me. Right. Those never like work out.
Well, this might, because I'll be honest with you. I'm not a Mary Birdsong groupie. I do enjoy your work, and I've seen things that you've done. But I'll be honest with you, this is the second time I've seen it. The last time I kind of snuck in, you know, halfway through it. But honest to God, you blew me away.
Thanks.
I mean, I was watching, and put the nice rack thing aside. But I mean, just your voice and your ability to act and everything like that. The acting part, that I kind of understood. But man, you can belt one.
Well, thank you.
I mean, I knew you could sing, but not like that.
And it's just it sounds like hackneyed stuff that, like, I guess performers say, but it's actually true in this case. Like, the material they gave us is so great, and the other actors are so great. Like, it's kind of retarded how much we like each other. We got together last night and played poker.
You're right, that is corny.
You know what I mean?
How'd you do, by the way?
I didn't do that bad. I only lost $4.
Okay. Well, we're playing for high stakes. We have a guy who comes on our show. His name is Marco D'Angelo. He's a professional gambler in Vegas. He could tell you some great ways to, look, if you want to fleece some of these people, because I don't know what your contract says, and I don't know if you know somebody's making more than you are. You want to make a couple of bucks? I'll give you Marco's number. Marco will make some bucks for you right now. Okay, so you're here in San Francisco through July, or the end of July, hopefully, and then hopefully, great show. I don't think it's going to do well in Middle America. I can see. I mean, if you remember the movie Dogma, the Kevin Smith movie, I mean, they were out there protesting it before they ever saw it, and that made a lot of money for Kevin Smith. So hopefully, if it does play in Wichita,
even if they hate it, that could actually work in our favor.
Come protest this show.
It's scandalous. There are awful, awful things in this show.
And you get to see Mary's rack. Although that's not very scandalous.
But I will say this, though. The thing that I like and that I think they've managed to do, and we'll see, you know, once it's like in Peoria or whatever, that it really ultimately is about family and about the families we kind of assemble when we're either, you know, separated from our families of origin by choice or by necessity or by accident, or we're missing our family, or we never had kind of a solid family to begin with, and how we can now choose our families as grown-ups, like, well, that's what it's really about.
But there are people around the country who can give a rat's ass to be in that. They're going to say, oh, there's gay people.
Yeah.
Hey, look,
Brian.
Hey, Brian, come on. Brian, by the way, this is the Chris Townsend show.
This is Patrick Lane who just walked in. Isn't this
Patrick Lane, who went to University of...
Evansville.
Oh, my God, somebody from Illinois. Patrick's also...
No, he's from Kentucky.
Kentucky,
that's right.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, that's right. Wildcats. Go Wildcats.
Go Owls. I was a Temple Owl.
Oh, you were, yeah.
Yeah, I was. They're not exactly very proud of me. It's me and Daryl Hall and Bill Cosby.
Some great figures from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, I see.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is not from Louisville.
He's from Owensboro.
Again, full circle, George Clooney is from Lexington, Kentucky.
Right. His father was a big Cincinnati newscaster. As a matter of fact,
Nick Clooney.
I love Nick Clooney. I've met Nick a couple times. Really super nice guy. Okay, we're talking to Mary Birdsong and...
Patrick Lane.
Patrick, who is a Colts fan. I grew up a Baltimore Colts fan. I could never root for them in Indiana.
So I became a de facto
Raven fan because I lived in Baltimore for years. We only got a couple of minutes left. Patrick, by the way, you were fantastic, despite the fact you're from Louisville.
Okay.
Although Hunter S. Thompson is from Louisville, and I love Hunter S. Thompson. You know that? Hunter S. Thompson, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, I knew Muhammad.
Bob Edwards from NPR.
Yep.
Oh, for a second I thought you meant Bob Evans, the Sausage King.
No. He's from Long Beach Island.
Speaking of tales,
Paul Horning and Pee Wee Reese are all from Louisville.
Pee-wee
and Ned Beatty's also from Louisville.
Oh, wow.
See that? I read way too many books in my day. Yes. So listen, let me ask you, before we get out of here, just want a couple of things we want to talk about. First off, we want to thank you for doing all the voiceovers you did for us.
Oh!
Those are fantastic. We still play them. We still run them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we do.
I thought I only did like two or something.
No, you did about seven of them, and I cut them down to five really good ones. So people always call up and they get up there and they literally say, "Bullshit, you don't know Mary Birdsong." I said, "F*** you, I do too. Listen to these."
He knows me intimately now.
Yeah, I do, and I'm gonna edit out the cursing you just heard as well. It was absolutely fantastic having
you
with us.
And ladies and gentlemen, he's very handsome. He's got a face made for non-radio.
Which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now. Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today. Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rabbit!
Our thanks to Mary Birdsong from Reno 911. My thanks to you, Gabby.
Oh, I loved it.
About a buck before the top of the hour. No time for an update, but if we had time, it would have been brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat. Go to phbat.com. Type in the coupon code PHBAT14. Great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat.
Eight teams won, eight teams lost today in NCAA.
My God, what are the odds on that?
There it is.
1-800-878-7529. Those idiots at the USA Network next with what they humorously refer to as the news. This is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Our thanks to my man, Cabby.